Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 20, 1804, day 130 of the expedition. Camped on a sandbar near Solitary Island. The camp was in the northwest extremity of a bend in the Missouri River called the Grand Detour. The bend is conspicuous on maps of the day, and was perhaps even more so on earlier maps and in the imagination of traders before Lewis and Clark. The land encompassed in the bend is in present-day Lyman County, South Dakota. The river is much wider in this area today due to the waters of Lake Sharp, which are impounded by Big Bend Dam. Captain Clark writes,
"Detach three men across the Big Bend, called the Grand Detour, with the horse, to stay and hunt and jerk provisions till we get around. A fair morning, wind from the southeast. Proceeded on past a lower island, opposite which the sandbars are very thick and the water shallow. I walked on shore with a view of examining this bend. Crossed at the narrowest part, which is a high irregular hill, of about 180 or 190 feet. This place, the gorge of the bend, is 1.25 miles from river to river across. I joined the boat this evening, passed a small island in the northwest extremity of the bend called Solitary Island. Captain William Clark, September 20, 1804.
Sergeant Ordway writes that Clark detached two men, Drewer and Shields. The Grand Detour Bend was approximately 30 miles around and 1.25 miles across. It's too bad they couldn't portage across. The total distance traveled to date is 1,283 miles. Captain Lewis wrote in the Codex R about a cliff of black porous rock which resembled lava, which he saw as they entered the Big Bend. Tomorrow, campsite is washed away at night.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.